presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim got the young lad who was being beaten up by Jacques Lebas out of Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn's cafe. Then he and the French-Canadian started their fight to a finish. At the same time, up at Burawani, the Reverend Chalmers found a native boy, Loki, who had seen the mysterious rites of the new religion to which some of his brothers had become converted. The missionary got Loki to agree to guide him to the scene of the ceremonies, and off they started. In the meantime, Kolo, Jim's native boy, having completed purchases for their camp, went to the hotel to find Jim. There he met Lynn Chalmers, who told him Jim was still at the cafe. So the two sat down to await his return. Down at the cafe, after a terrific fight, Jim managed to knock out the big French-Canadian as he said he would. These thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. As Jungle Jim catches his breath after knocking out Jacques Lebas, Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn suddenly cries out,
Jim!
What?
The doorway. Look out!
The first one who reaches for a gun will find himself full of lead.
Say, what is this, a holdup?
Now, young lady, don't be doing anything you'll be sorry for later. Please put that gun away.
Stand back, you fat fool. You heard what I said.
Better do as the lady says, Pat. She looks as though she means it.
You're a sensible man, Mr.
Sure, and it's Jungle Jim you're addressing, young lady.
Jungle Jim, eh?
Yes.
I've heard of you. You've got quite a reputation for rooting around in other people's affairs, Mr. Jungle Jim.
Perhaps, but I don't pull guns without warning.
Well, I get you, but it isn't going to work. My .45 is still pointing at you both, and I'm warning you, I'm a dead shot.
Yeah, if you'd have given Jim here half a chance on the draw, you'd be a dead shot right now.
Shut up, you. Keep your hands down at your sides, both of you. Now then, Jungle Jim, suppose you tell me what's this all about.
What's what all about?
The big fight I've just come in on.
I can't see that it's any of your business.
I didn't ask for your opinions, mister. I asked for an explanation, and I'm listening.
Well, that man Mountain over there was beating up a youngster half his own size, so I decided to step in.
Living up to your reputation again, eh?
Yes. Always sticking up for the underdog, and always fighting on the side of right.
Right as you see it.
Well?
You never stop to figure out that maybe there's a good reason behind everything. Maybe the kid had a beating coming to him. How do you know he didn't?
I don't.
There, you see?
Whatever he's done, I know he didn't deserve such odds against him. This man Lebas is a brute. He's all muscle and no brains.
That's right, Jim.
You can argue only one way with his kind. Four fingers and a thumb doubled, and planted right where it'll have the effect you see.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. And I'd stake me chances of ever seeing the old sod again if it ain't.
If you don't put your hands back at your sides, your chances won't be worth staking.
See here, miss. Aren't you being just a little melodramatic? Neither Pat Flynn here nor I have ever seen you before. Why should you act like this?
Because Lebas is my man.
What?
I beg your pardon. Should I have addressed you as Mrs. Lebas?
A nice looker like yourself married to a thing like him.
Stop trying to be funny.
Who's trying to be funny?
Didn't you just say Lebas was your man?
Yes, but I didn't say he was my husband.
No, I see. He's your intended.
I'm very sorry I had to knock your fiancé out, miss. But I assure you I was forced to do it.
You're both wrong. Lebas is my right-hand man, my foreman.
Oh.
He means nothing to me personally.
I'm glad to hear it. I shouldn't have said you two were the ideal couple.
Lebas, you all right?
Of course he's all right. Worse luck. It'd take a steam shovel to do anything serious to the likes of him.
I didn't try to kill him. I only wanted to teach him a lesson.
Lebas, get up on your feet. Get up, do you hear?
I kill you. Oh, you here, boss?
Yes, I'm here. Just where I thought I'd find you, drinking your head off.
Pardon me, but when you arrived, he was getting it knocked off.
Why, you... My car, I kill you for that.
Shut up and get out of here, Lebas.
Boss, you no understand. That kid, she walk in here after I tell him. I no want see him some more.
You ought to know better than to start anything here, you big fool. We have other ways of settling our score.
I show him exactly, Lebas. She mean what she say.
Yeah, and I think Jungle Jim showed you he means what he says.
Do you want any further proof, Lebas?
I fix you some more, Jungle Jim. When I for that kid... I kill him. I swear it. You hear? I swear it.
Shut up, Lebas. You talk too much. Now get along to the plantation. If you aren't there when I return, I'll... I'll flail that thick hide right off your back when you do show up.
All right, boss. I go like you say.
Now, you listen to me, Jungle Jim.
Well?
If you ever harm one of my men or cross my path again, I'll kill you. You understand? I'll kill you.
In the meantime, Loki guides the Reverend Chalmers up into the bush country.
I say, Loki.
Yes, E2-1?
How much further are happy to go?
Lick pretty much soon there, 2-1.
Well, we haven't seen the sign of a village since we left Burawane, and we haven't seen any of your brothers. Are you sure we're going straight, Loki?
Loki, sure. Loki, no way.
All right, if you say you know the way, I guess you do. But I had no idea the settlements were being held so far inland.
Mission 2-1 want to see?
Of course I want to see them. I must see them.
Mission 2-1 do like Loki tell. Go where Loki tell.
Yes, I understand, Loki. I trust you. It's just that I'm impatient and my petrol supply is running low.
Loki no know what Mission 2-1 means.
Well, look here, Loki.
Water?
No, that's not water. That's petrol.
Petrol?
That's what makes the engine go. When this petrol is gone, the boat will stop. I thought we'd have enough to take us where we're going and bring us back again, or at least get us to another supply station.
Lick, pretty much soon there, too, huh?
Yes, you've been saying that for hours. Right, Joe, we're certainly getting into jungle country.
Yes, E2-1, we go in jungle. Mission 2-1 see pretty much soon. Go there.
Hold on. Look at the tangled brush in the palms ahead. Why, I can't possibly get the boat up that little creek. The propeller will get tangled in the weeds.
No, 2-1, we stop here.
Oh, I see. You mean this is the place where they hold the ceremonies?
No, 2-1. No can take boat no more. We walk.
Righto. Then help me to tie up the boat to this tree. Take that rope, wrap it around. Now, looky, give me a hand with this tarpaulin. I don't want any water to get in the engine while they're gone.
No, 2-1.
There, that's fine. Loki, can we wait ashore all right from here?
Yes, E2-1. What, Loki? See, can walk in water here.
Good. Catch the kit bag. Here you go.
Loki, catch.
And here I come. How far must we walk, Loki?
Lick. Pretty much soon, see. 2-1. Here?
Tom Tom.
Yes, E2-1.
Ah, then you were right after all, Loki.
Drums call. Mission 2-1 see. Come, 2-1. Follow Loki.
I wonder what the ceremonies are like. Are they like the dances of your brothers back in Burawane?
Mission 2-1 see.
That's rather close. Too close for comfort. I hope we'll see what your brothers are doing pretty soon, Loki. I'd hate to walk into a leopard or a panther just now.
Mission 2-1, do like Loki tell. Loki know what do.
Yes, I suppose you do. I can't help wishing you told me we'd have to come into the heart of the jungle.
Why, 2-1?
Well, I'd have brought some protection against the animals, Loki.
Mission 2-1, tell Loki no got fire stick.
That's right. I haven't any gun.
Mission 2-1, go on. Loki walk after. Loki keep what? Wild animal.
You mean me to walk ahead of you?
Yes, E2-1. Loki walk after. Loki see wild animal. Lick more soon.
Yes, I suppose you do. Well, you managed to get me completely lost, Loki. Do I keep straight ahead?
Yes, E2-1. Go on there.
Well, I'm greatly obliged to you, Loki. You seem to have struck it just right. Your brothers are evidently going to hold one of their ceremonies tonight.
Yes, E2-1.
Loki, what will they do if they see us?
Brothers, no friend, Mission 2-1.
You mean they'll kill me?
Maybe.
Well, then, I guess we'd better keep out of sight, eh? I say, we'd better keep out of sight, Loki. Loki, can't you answer? What? Where are you? Loki, where are you? Loki! Loki! Loki!
At that very moment, back at the hotel, Jungle Jim is explaining his prolonged absence to Lynn Chalmers as they sit on the veranda, listening to the music floating through the window.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, Miss Chalmers, but I got detained longer than I expected.
That's quite all right, Mr. Jim. Kolu and I have been getting acquainted.
Oh, that's fine. Kolu's a good boy.
I'm sure he is, and I know why you think so.
What do you mean, Miss Chalmers?
I heard how he risked his life for you.
Oh, yes. Kolu has saved my life many times. I don't know any other man, whites included, to whom I'm more grateful. Kolu knows that, don't you, boy?
Yes, Tuan Jim. You good friend, Kolu. Kolu knows.
And I'm sure you're a good friend to Kolu.
No, I don't know what Kolu said about me, Miss Chalmers, but whatever it is, just cut it down one half. He's inclined to exaggerate.
I doubt it when he's talking about you.
Oh, I can see Kolu's prejudiced you already. Well, are we ready to shove off, Kolu?
We all ready. Go on, Jim.
You order the supplies and hire the porters to carry them back to camp?
Yes, go on, Jim. Kolu do. Lick, lick, what you tell.
Good. Now suppose you trot along and get our canoe ready.
Yes, go on. Kolu's gone.
You're leaving so soon?
Yes, there's nothing to keep me in town now.
I wish you weren't going back to your camp.
Why?
Why, because I still feel so lonely here, not knowing a soul.
Oh, but you're not staying here.
I'm not. Where am I going?
You're going with Kolu and me.
But how can I do that? I must wait for Father to return from his trip.
If you come with us, you won't have to do any waiting.
What do you mean, Mr. Jim?
I promised your father that I'd follow him on the slightest excuse. Well, you're that excuse.
You mean you'll tell Father I'm here?
I mean Kolu and I will take you to your father.
Oh, will you, Mr. Jim? That's wonderful.
I don't know how wonderful it'll be. We're going right into the jungle. But I'll guarantee you'll see your father much sooner than you would if you stuck around here.
Splendid. I'll just close up my bag and be right with you.
Fine.
Tuan Jim!
Isn't that Kolu calling?
Tuan Jim!
Why, yes it is. I wonder what's happened. What is it, Kolu?
Come quick, Tuan. A white man been shot.
What's that?
He died. He asked for you. Come quick.
Whom did Kolu refer to when he came running to Jungle Jim with the news that a white man had been shot? Why did Loki, the guide, leave the Reverend Chalmers just as they broke through the underbrush on the edge of the clearing where the natives were holding their strange ceremony? What happened to Loki? Be sure and be with us again next week at this same time for a continuation of these thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim way down in Malaysia. The scene which you have just heard dramatized will be portrayed in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, which is distributed with the Hearst newspapers everywhere. Here is your chance to become better acquainted with the characters who are about to play important roles in this thrilling mystery story. Jungle Jim, Laba, Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn, and that mysterious white woman who vows she will kill Jungle Jim if he dares to cross her path again. And don't forget those wonderful poster stamps. If you are not yet a member of the Poster Stamp Collectors Club, get next Sunday's Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper. Cut out the full-color poster stamps, paste them in the official album, which is available at all stores, and become an active participant in Young America's newest and most popular educational hobby. And now goodbye until next week at the same time, when we will be back again with a continuation of the thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim.